brothers and sisters, we are gathered here today to talk about another episode of The Simpsons, the 30th season of The Simpsons. But before we start celebrating, let's get right into the rundown.
Like Patches says, we're experiencing a new season of The Simpsons, and the season premiere is Bart's Not Dead. In this episode, Bart denies a dare, and Marge is very happy with him, but Homer says, this is not gonna stand. And the bullies, they keep after Bart, and finally Bart is weakened, and he ends up doing a dare. He jumps off a quarry, or he jumps off a dam, and lands on cement and ends up in the hospital. Marge is very disappointed, and so Bart comes up with a lie that he went to heaven. So Marge doesn't believe him at first, but Bart keeps on pushing it forward, and finally she believes him. And the news gets picked up, and people are really excited, and it gets the attention of some Christian movie producers who want to make Bart's story into a movie. I should have wrote this down. Homer and Flanders are going to write the script, and it ends up being a huge success. And then after that, it ends up being a huge success, but Bart finally tells Marge that he had lied about the whole thing, and so they end up coming clean and having to give all the money back that they've made off this movie. The episode actually ends with Bart showing up at heaven and being accepted in, even though he had made this terrible lie. And that was the season premiere of season 30 of The Simpsons.
Did you want me to rate your rundown?
I am going to have to edit that quite a bit.
I'll just say this.
Yeah.
I'm going to dare you to do better next time. Hey, Stitches.
Yeah.
Season 30. Can I get on my soapbox for a second? Can I jump right up on it?
Take it.
So before this episode premiered, the local paper has an article about it, about the 30th season of Simpsons. You know, we're a big Simpsons fan, so it's in the paper, so it's like, I gotta read it. Well, their title was 30 Years of Snarkiness and Subversion. And the word subversion just set me off. One of the reasons I agreed to do this podcast with you is because I had read that Simpsons are irrelevant and Simpsons aren't important anymore, and you and I both know that's not true. If you watch a show, they're as good as ever, and they do a really good job of telling stories of our society in a funny way. Anyway, the word subversion just really set me off, because do you remember when The Simpsons started, what show it was always compared to? The Simpsons were a bad show, and what show was the good show? Think about
it. It is the Al Bundy.
No. That was on Fox. Married with Children. No, there was a good family that everyone should be in America, and there was a bad family, and the bad family was Simpsons.
Oh, Waltons, right?
No, Waltons were too old. The Cosbys.
The Cosbys.
The Cosbys were the good people, and the Simpsons were not good people, and people shouldn't watch them. And you think about where we are today, right? And since you and I have done this podcast, we've talked about how a lot of Simpson episodes have morals and, you know, do kind of tell a story, and they're damn funny, but they're kind of, I don't want to say more realistic, but they kind of show people day-to-day life, you know, good things and bad things. Cosby's, they had this family that they had some problems, but overall, you know, they always worked it out. Think of the Cosby, or think of Bill Cosby right now. What is more subversive in our society than the show that showed this perfect family, while the lead producer, actor, creative force behind it is a rapist? I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but yeah, everyone always said The Simpsons, you know, that's counterculture. Don't watch that. That's not good. And these other, like you said, the Waltons and the Cosbys or whatever, they were the ones, the ideal and what we should be aiming to be. And so when the 30th season rolls around and I see the local rag say that it is a subversive show, I decided that I was going to jump on a soapbox. I'm off. I'm done.
Nice. Nice. How do we even move on with the podcast after that? I mean, that...
We could actually redo your rundown, so it was actually somewhat... All right, let's start with the opening. And my notes, I put entertaining but gratuitous. Was there one other scenes that they were flicking through that stood out to you?
The Sideshow Bob. One always, anytime Sideshow Bob is on screen, it catches my attention. So, and then Leonard Nimoy, of course, because I think Leonard Nimoy took a little bit more time.
One that stuck out to me was the Christmas special, which you and I started the podcast with.
Right.
At the end when they get Santa's little helper. I was really happy they put that one in.
Yeah, because so did you get it that 30 light years away, now they're just starting to watch The Simpsons? Is that what that meant?
Maybe. I didn't quite get that. Yeah. The Walter Matthau voice, I didn't quite... I don't know. I thought it was just funny. Sure. That's kind of what I took it to, that, hey, it took 30 light years to get.
So on our Twitter account this week, one of our followers mentioned that they kind of replied to, do you remember you said, if we watch the episode twice, it'll be at least, or if I watch the episode twice, it'll be at least 10% better.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and then this Twitter follower says, I think Stitches needs to watch the episode 10 times. So a little burn on me. But I ended up watching this episode 4 different times because it is really hard to just jump into a new episode, a new season, and try to do this podcast. Like, I'm so used to seeing, you know, these episodes.
So- A little secret behind our podcast is you and I have watched a lot of these episodes a lot of times. So when we watch them, and we always watch the episode again before we do the podcast, but it is a recap for us. Yeah, this was a brand new one. So I agree that I had to watch it twice because it was like you just miss a lot the first time.
It was so quick.
I don't know where I even want to start. I have something in this episode, which, you know how you and I call like showstopper. I would call it a joke stopper, possibly one of the best jokes I've ever
had. Can I predict this? Can I predict this?
No. We'll talk about it just a little bit. Just let it hang there for a little bit.
All right. All right, come back to it.
One of the first funny things was when Lisa was on stage with Milhouse doing the sad song, and Milhouse had curly hair.
Yes.
I've never seen that kind of hair on Milhouse, and I loved it. It was awesome. And they did not they didn't overplay Milhouse again when he's pulling the "She loves me, she loves me not." Why do I only? Yeah, I'm just like, that's perfect, Milhouse. He got it. Right. That was perfect.
Do you think that they're gonna keep his hair like that?
No.
Because in just... a couple scenes later, Bart's in the hallway and Ralph delivers a line.
Yeah.
And next to him is Lisa's friend Janie, and she has a different hairstyle.
Okay. I did not notice that.
So I don't know if they were just retooling a couple characters this year or what. I don't know.
They're not. They can't keep Milhouse with that hairdo because that would just be too offsetting for the rest of us. It was funny.
Yeah. It was perfect for that scene, yeah.
All right, let's just get to it. What do you think my joke of the year or one of the best jokes ever was?
It's when they're doing auditions and Emily Deschanel is playing Marge and Homer keeps on mistaking her acting. It's not?
No. That was a funny one though. That's one that the first time I watched it, I didn't think it was kind of funny, but I watched it again the second time, I laughed more at it. I thought that joke would get old, but it actually got funnier. When you know the joke is coming, it's like, oh.
Just the way that he delivers.
Yes, he delivered it perfectly.
Yes, Marge, you have a question? I don't know. I watched it, like I said, a couple times, and every time that line came up, I was just like, oh, dying.
I think that's a joke that's going to get funnier the more times I watch it. No, so my joke of... One of the best jokes I've ever seen on Simpsons was the balloon in Bart's room.
Oh yeah, that one's good.
We dare you to get better from the bullies.
Yes.
And it was not like a nugget. They didn't hide it. They left it up on screen long enough so that like this is a good joke. You might want to read this. We dare you to get better. Oh, I thought that, I don't know why, that's my sense of humor. I thought that was the funniest thing that the bullies would send a boon.
It just, it wraps it up nicely and moves it on.
It is. It was. It was like, that's the end of that part. I don't know what the rest of the story.
I'm just going to jump around to different things because, you know, you're talking about values. And this episode had something that resonates so deeply with me. It's something that I'm teaching my children on a daily basis about lying. And Lisa being like, little lies turn into big lies. Big lies lead into punishment. And that, I'm just like, I mean, it's a simple concept, but the way that this whole episode delivers that is just brilliant.
Yeah, and I thought Lisa did, you know, sometimes she gets too preachy, but the way she did that was kind of funny, but it was really direct, and it was just like, laying it out for you. Yeah, that was. Here's another one, is I watched it the first time I watched it with my son.
Mm-hmm.
Little guy, and when they dared Bart to pull the fire alarm,
and okay,
I thought the show was a little subversive. I'm like, oh no, I like preemptively like, nope, Bart, don't do it. I like start saying it out loud. I'm like, nope, you cannot pull fire alarms. Don't do it. Even if he does it, you shouldn't watch him. Don't do it. And all of a sudden, he didn't do it, and I was like, thank goodness, thank God that he did not pull the fire alarm. My little guy was like almost sitting up in his chair, like, oh, what's this? And I'm just like, oh no. Oh no. Oh. And then they did it where like he jumps off the dam.
Right.
And I'm like, I felt like that was safe enough, right? It's like my son, if he's foolish enough to think that's a good idea, or if someone dares him to do something dumb like that and he does it, then. But I mean, you probably walked by a fire alarm before wanting to pull it, haven't you?
Every time I do. I know. Right? I always think like,
you just see that fire alarm, like, I wanna pull it so bad. I just really do. Can I just pull it, please? And then it's like, yeah.
But you just know.
So yeah. I was super happy that Bart did not pull it. Because that was one thing that I think like we were saying that every kid wants to do.
Right.
And if Bart does it, then maybe we should. did you notice how like Nelson wasn't part of the original bully crew, but then he joined in at the dam?
Oh, no, I didn't notice that. That is kind of interesting.
Well, just overall, sometimes he's with those guys and sometimes he's not, and I like
that. Right.
The other thing I'll bring up like that is, like, Grandpa was in their house when Homer's lecturing part about you gotta take
care. Oh, right.
And I was like, Grandpa walked by. You ever notice how Grandpa is, like, just conveniently wherever he needs to be sometimes?
Right.
He's in the house. I think last week on our podcast, we talked about the cowboy one where he was over eating dinner with them.
Right.
Sometimes he shows up in the car. You know what I mean? Like, Grandpa's just there. None of us question it. I don't, because I'm just like, it's a good joke, you know? I'm glad he's there.
Right. He's the perfect character to throw in there for the punchline, because it you makes don't ever, sense
you're
for him
like,
to be
there. Grandpa could be in their house or in their car.
Right.
Or whatever. So the first poke the bear, let's get right to a poke the bear. Is there any dares that you want to talk about that you did or did not take?
Oh, I was debating telling this story, but I was at a party and we played Truth or Dare.
Okay.
And we you're already regretting this question. we were dared, I think like a, you know, it was maybe like a group dare to go to somebody's house, like just a random person's house, and ask for toilet paper.
Did you do it?
And we did. And then the second part of the dare was to bring it back with melted chocolate on it.
So you had to buy your own chocolate?
Well, it was like a Halloween party, so there was chocolate, and then we melted the chocolate, put it on the toilet paper, and came back and said, oh, thank you for the toilet paper.
Oh, you brought it back to those same people?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like brought it back to the party.
No.
Oh,
we got the toilet paper.
Just disgusting.
It's bad, but that's a thing. It's dares are not a good thing. All right, how about you? Any good dares or bad dares?
No, I don't have a good or a horrible story like you do. I hated truth and dare. I just hated it because if you say truth, they're gonna ask you some question that you just don't want to talk about. And if you do dare, they're gonna make you do something horrible.
That's
And
the whole point of the game.
I think one person does it and everyone just laughs. And you're like, okay, let's keep playing. And someone else's turn. No, we're done now. It's like, what? I had to go, and now it's just too crazy, huh? All right.
Do you agree? So you obviously don't agree with
I
Homer's.
absolutely do not agree with Homer's rule. Do you?
Yeah, or no, I don't agree with it. But I don't know.
I did like
Yeah.
how they played that out, even like when Bart's gonna jump, and Lenny's like, "I dare you not to do anything." It's like if that's a rule, you could just say, "I dare," and you get away with.
That is funny because then he's like, "You idiot! Of course, go to do that."
Another laugh out loud moment was when Bart was talking about heaven, and he's like, "Yeah, I met everyone. Saw Jesus, Grandpa, saw Abraham Lincoln," and Homer's like, "What?
Yes.
Were there any other presidents there?" "No." "Oh, then you truly were in heaven." It's like that made me laugh, and I agree. I'm like, "Yep." I think Abe gets in. I don't know if anyone else gets through.
I liked a lot of those like little parts, even when Bart's kind of coming up with the lies and Homer's like secretly like, please let him come up with a good lie, and then he keeps like edging him on to like more. I thought that part was funny.
I liked when they were producing the movie or doing the movie and they had a punch-up session with Lenny, Carl,
Yeah, that's what she said.
Bert, Barney.
And then yeah, I mean then they go right into Homer and in bed going over the script, figuring out who
Who gets
contributed the
yeah.
lines. I thought it before Barney said it.
Okay, one of my first nuggets. The person who wrote the book on how like a Christian movie,
Yeah.
the author of that book was Izzy Goldberg. And Goldberg's a Jewish name.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'm saying is Simpsons, you better be paying attention if you want to catch all the nuggets. Another
This one
nugget. I'll
was.
drop another nugget. You might have caught this one. One of the movies that one of the Christian movies.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to read it. Crazy Rich Aslans.
Yep, that one's great. 'Cause that's a
You
yeah.
see any of the other ones? I didn't. I'm like that one made me laugh so much.
The God couple,
Okay.
How to Train Your Deacon. There's something about Mary Magdalene.
You have to stop it to see these?
I did. That's
Okay.
why I had to go back one more time and just like stop it.
I'm not even gonna call you a cheater because I did not. That's why I'm saying that's one that I did not catch at all on the first take. It's just like, oh, there was a bunch of movies, Christian movies. But then I saw that God couple. I'm like, well, I'm gonna read a couple more. And Crazy Rich Aslans is one that just, I'm just like, that's hilarious.
This episode was packed with little things like that. Like I had to go back and pause it a couple times. Even in the beginning of the school play, where it's their banner across is all tickets still available.
Tickets still available, yes.
I'm just like, oh.
Under the headline where Bart, is about sees heaven or whatever,
Yeah.
like the line underneath it said, "Pinky swears it's true."
Yep.
That was a good one.
Here's a nugget that I picked up that wasn't something that, like they laid out for us to pause at, is that Marge's car still has manual window.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What are they called?
I
Oh my
wonder because, I
gosh.
mean, like when the show started, of course they had it, the roller, the, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
So when the show started, of course they had that, and so maybe they're just like, well, we can't change it.
I mean they've ch
They'd
and
have to
that's
change the car or
some
something.
stuff they changed, like the TV is now the flat screen in their
Yeah.
but I think if you start going back and changing too much of that stuff, then it starts to look odd, but that might be subtle things that they just do over time, but that one really jumped out at me, like
I wonder
that's
if they
kind of
have
weird.
someone to do that. They have to, right? It's like go through some like last season and see some of the technology that we need to start updating.
If they are, if they need somebody, I'd be willing to take that job. So
yeah, another little nugget. I don't like to call these nuggets, but they're just little things that you and I caught. But some of the post-it notes on the board for the movie, one of them said CGI, the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
There were a couple other ones, but I thought that one.
There's, yeah, that whole board is pretty funny.
Well, here's a question to you: is who played Maggie in the movie? You saw like all the other actors, and I looked at Maggie today. And it looked like Maggie just wearing.
Oh, really?
Just wearing like, but she was wearing the same kind of like fake head that all the other actors were wearing. But it looked
maybe
like
it was just it was just a fake Maggie baby.
Nah, I think it was Maggie. I'm gonna say it was Maggie playing herself.
I was a little disappointed that they didn't cast a bigger actor for Homer.
I mean, they got their two Hollywood stars in the movie, and he wanted Gene Hackman. I liked how they made Homer and Ned work together on it, but it wasn't too big. Like they didn't make too big of a deal on that. But
right,
I didn't like that.
Their whole prayer session was funny, with Homer's fake prayer, and then Bart kept on upping the ante of what Homer and Ned had to do. You have to take Ned bowling.
I'm bowl 73. What was the deal about not wanting to thank the Georgia Film Festival? Is that a reference you get, or is that just something that's...
That is a reference I get, because Georgia has good tax breaks on film production, so a lot of things are shot in Georgia. And, like, recently, all the Marvel movies, they'll shoot something in Georgia, and so they all thank the Georgia Film Commission. Yeah, so it's just
this... It is the Georgia Film Commission.
Yeah, little symbol at the end of the movie, so it just seems like every movie does that now, so because they probably all shoot something in Georgia.
What's that for? Tax break?
Yeah.
And then did you see that Homer said he wasn't going to, but they did thank the Georgia Film Commission?
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Did you see his production company?
The Homer Simpson Flanders production?
Before that, the actual movie was a Matthew Mark Luke production of a Homer Simpson film.
Okay, that's cool. Here's another little nugget, is when Bart and Homer were talking in their room up on Bart's mirror, and I never knew Bart had a mirror in his room. But there was a little picture of Marge holding baby Bart on her lap.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I didn't see that till the second time. I thought that was just kind of nice, right? I mean,
yeah.
The cool thing about that is like they had to put that in there. And
right.
Why? You know, why? Why did they put that in there? And
I noticed that both the Simpsons house and the Flanders house have a Bless This Mess sign on the wall.
Bless This Mess?
Bless This Mess. They both have a Bless This Mess sign on the wall, which I thought was kind of
Flanders House has that?
Yep. And then he has a corded, I mean, kind of going back to the window thing, but he has a corded phone on his wall, which you don't see very often anymore. You know, it's other simple nuggets is the signs in the yard of the protesters. Did you see any of that?
No.
Kill the father. BS is BS. I like that one. And then Mo was holding a "This is why I'm a Wiccan" sign.
I did not see that.
And then also Jessica Lovejoy was next to her parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Same thing is like they don't need to do that, but it's kind of cool if they do that.
Yeah, they throw it back in. Because, all right, one more last nugget. Actually, I'll probably throw a couple more in. But Krusty's dad was in
heaven?
Jewish heaven. Was it just as bad to call it Jewish heaven?
I didn't know that they were doing that Jewish heaven. They have different heavens in this one?
Yeah, because they have, I think they do Jewish heaven because, like, Albert Einstein and...
Is that at the end?
That's where what's her name? Gal Gadot is there, and then Homer leaves and he goes to the Hindu heaven where they're going to send him back to Earth as a turtle.
That was fun trying to explain that to my son when we first watched
it. I one of the times I watched with my oldest, and he keeps on saying is, or like every time we talk about Batman now or something like that, he'll say like, every time I see the DC logo, I just instantly fall asleep.
He says that?
Pretends to sleep. Yeah. he loved that line.
That was in the actor interviews, right? With Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
Do you have a showstopper this week?
I do have a showstopper. My showstopper is Lisa.
Ooh.
I felt like she was the voice of this.
You liked how she was direct.
Well, because she also was in like the beginning, and then she came in with like the heart of like, don't lie or things are going to go bad. And then she comes in close to the end, and then she's the one who comforts Bart at the end while he's on the roof.
She did. Nice.
So it's a simple, but I don't know. How about yourself?
I don't have a strong showstopper this week, but I'm going to pick the bullies.
Okay.
I felt the balloon, like I said, the balloon pushed me over. It was just like the best, but I thought they set the show up the right way.
They made me laugh,
or they just kind of like, their part really made me laugh.
I know that I'm going to keep on saying, notary, notary.
Or that they had a line about a monkey too, right? So,
maybe that could be the dare.
Maybe that could be the dare. Well, then we're going to be left with the monkey to take care of. Think it through.
The bullies were pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all right. This is, we're going a little long, but Dave Attell is in this episode?
No way.
His character was Luke, and I have no clue who that character is in this episode. Is he the guy who played the Bart Simpson in the movie?
No way, because that guy could sing.
Yeah. I have no clue. Like, he is credited at the end. I've looked into it. He's credited as Luke, and I have no clue who that character is.
That's not the guy who plays Homer, is it?
Oh, you know what? That's probably exactly who it is.
He only had that one line about not being that fat or something like that. No, he had maybe some lines in the movie, too.
Yeah, he had some lines in the movie.
It can't be Bart, though.
I don't think it's Bart. I think you're right. I think it's probably Homer. I'll have to go back and watch that part and see if that is Dave Attell.
And I'm sure you saw that Barney, you know, like when he was interviewing to be Moses with the camels.
Mm-hmm.
Then he actually was in the movie.
Right.
Yeah, that was funny.
I liked how they had a fake grandpa and a fake Jasper.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that they would do that to more characters, but all right, let's get to the rating.
I'm going to give this one the Georgia Film Commission rating of approval. Wasn't probably the best episode ever. And, you know, the first episode of season 30 is a little pressure packed, but it was good. Good solid three acts to it. Fourth act was okay when he was up in heaven. A lot of good jokes. Very, very strong moral. Like I said, like, this was definitely one you could have a kid watch and be like, yep, this is, like I said, this is not a subversive show. It's a show with a pretty good depth. What do you rate it?
I'd give it six dares.
Six dares.
I dare you to watch it and not laugh. No, I like this one. I mean, after watching it a couple times, I was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind watching it again. Like, it's not getting old and I'm not bored. Like,
I think that's one
it moves
good
along nice and
test a Simpsons episode is like the second time you watch it, did you like it more or less? And I liked it more the second time.
Yeah, me too.
I think it would be one that in a couple of years that if we were like, oh, did I just watch this episode again? I think
right.
We'd both remember this one.
All right. What are we watching for next week?
Next week, I just picked a random year. Season 23, episode 14, At Long Last Leave. The title of the episode.
At Long Last Leave.
So we jump around randomly, and like I said, at the beginning of their montage in this episode, it seemed like it was pretty random what scenes they pulled. Besides, like,
right.
Christmas one, I could, you know, that made sense. But some of the other stuff they pulled was just like, I wonder how they picked what scenes to pull.
Right.
That was cool. And like you and I.
Yeah. Yeah, just randomly pick whatever they felt.
Hey, are there any other things that you said that you've been checking Twitter? Is there any other comments that you can bring up that we can take care of in a minute?
No, not that I can bring up, but if you have something to say to us, either leave us a message on our Anchor app or tweet us or or you could just email us too. Do people still do that? Do people just email anymore?
I do. I do. My wife and I just got in a discussion of what makes up too long of an email. We think it's a paragraph.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be
less, after a paragraph, you need
two sentences.
Yeah.
I
don't need to write. You don't need to read a novel when you open up your computer screen. Saying, no. It's more than a paragraph. It's just delete. No thanks. Did you read my email? No, I did not. Didn't get around to it.
You wrote too much.
Maybe it's in my junk folder.
Yeah. We're gonna have to have a conversation about what's a too long of a podcast.
Never. All right. I think this one might be it. All right. So that means we gotta go.
All right. You're out.
I got it.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast, Charles Ganza, is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation.
It's either that or something else.